In our continuing effort to try to figure out, along with you, what happened to the missing Malaysian airliner, one of the guys who knows more about the massive amount of theories that have come up than anybody is Robert Mark. And Rob is at jetwine.com. That's W-H-I-N-E. And joins me now, a commercial pilot. A guy that knows aviation inside out. Rob, welcome to the program. I'm told the rule for pilots in times of trouble is navigate before you communicate. Is that right?
Well, you're pretty close. It's actually the phrase is aviate, navigate, and communicate. And the aviate is fly the airplane. And radio work is the last item to go because most of the time, calling for somebody on the ground isn't going to do you a whole lot of good if you've got an airborne emergency.
Right. So Mayday would just be to warn people that you may be coming down.
Yeah, and if you have time, you do that because you hope that they can possibly track where you are at the time. But look at the poor guys in the Air France airplane. They had 3 minutes from the time they lost control of the airplane, and they still never got a Mayday off.
So the idea being that if we go with the theory that there was a monumental, catastrophic, mechanical failure of some sort, or possibly even some measure of pilot error, or one thing led to another and the bad dominoes fell, it wouldn't be outlandish that there wasn't a radio call, but then it still doesn't explain why the transponders were turned off, does it?
No, not at all. I mean, the only thing that would explain, the only thing we know for certain is that the power was turned off to the transponders, either by somebody turning the transponder on-off switch to off in the cockpit, or perhaps pulling a circuit breaker or some other issue that killed the power. But that's all we know. We can't speak to the motivation.
And what is the ACARS system?
The ACARS system is essentially a digital communication system from the airplane to the ground. It's mostly used in airlines. I mean, I flew a lot of corporate business jets for years. We didn't have an ACARS because we didn't need it. But the ACARS will essentially send the times that the airplane takes off automatically and the time it lands, and it'll send data about the state of the airplane, the passengers, the engines. It kind of all goes on in the background so that they don't have to get on the radio and pass all this stuff.
So that would be crucial information in regards to this, but that was off as well?
Correct. Yes, it was.
And turning that off, I would imagine, is more than a switch, I would guess?
Well, almost every piece of communications gear has a circuit breaker in the cockpit. Now, that will certainly turn off almost anything, but there are exceptions, and some of it is that you need some kind of knowledge of this 777 in order to find the right breakers or switches to cut the power. But then you go to that motivation issue again. Did this happen because there was a fire that disabled it, or was somebody in there messing with the electronics?
What do you make of the theory that got some pretty wide play this week that there was a fire, that the pilots responded by trying to shut down the fire? They were overcome by smoke before they could take the plane over, and the plane flew on, oxygen runs out, people die, and the plane flew on. Sort of the Payne Stewart thing, but without the oxygen decompression issue.
Well, that's a toughie because there's so many elements of that we don't know. We don't know what altitude the airplane was at. Although I have to admit, when this word came from the Australians in the middle of the night here that they think they found some metal floating in the South Indian Ocean that could potentially be something from this airplane, it makes you wonder because if you drew a straight line from where the airplane was last seen, which was in the middle of the Gulf of Thailand, to the area where they found this potential wreckage, it's almost a straight line. And so, again, we've been speculating for 2 weeks, and so it's hard to say with any kind of guarantee because, everything seems to keep changing.
It almost seems, though, based on what we do know and the things that experts like yourself seem to agree upon, is that if it wasn't an intentional takeover of the plane, that it almost has to be the Payne Stewart scenario where nobody was alive on the plane and the plane was flying on some sort of autopilot route. But then, again, every one of these theories, you backtrack to a different point, and there are a lot of people who seem to believe that that route that was way, way off the flight plan was pre-programmed.
Yeah, and see, the ACARS data came out. We were talking about that ACARS before. Before it shut down, the American security element that got involved in some of this discussion confirmed just two nights ago that somebody had keyed in some new waypoints. They couldn't tell what they were, but they could tell that the keystrokes had been made, and that you don't have accidental keystrokes. It's not like you put your arm on the flight management, we call it the flight management system, which is our navigation computer. You don't sort of just rest your hand on there and enter a bunch of waypoints by accident. Somebody had to do that. So, and that has been the great mystery of this accident, is that every time somebody has a theory, there's, you know, you get maybe two or three way, you know, points down the way on the theory, and then someone says, yeah, but what about this? And then you think, you know, that's right, it wouldn't work because of that, or that doesn't make any sense, does it? And we can't seem to carry any of them through.
Well, and it even goes to the nefarious side of the argument, right? Because if you decide to steal an airplane, and that's your goal, to steal a commercial airplane, and you have such a horrible, evil plan, you're going to fly to 45,000 feet with the idea to suffocate and kill everyone on board, and then fly literally underneath the radar, below the radar, and then land it somewhere. I mean, that's a hell of a plan. And then what happens next?
Well, and that's a really, really good point, because there are easier ways to steal airplanes. I mean, you know, if you really wanted a big airplane, why not get one? We've got hundreds of airplanes, hundreds of heavy jets sitting out in the desert here in the United States that are just sitting there. I mean,
when you have giant freight planes that the freight folks move that have two people on them.
That's right. So then that makes you say, well, did they want the people in the back as hostages? Or were these all just crazy people and they weren't thinking? But I'll tell you the one thing that I absolutely disagree with when they point the finger at the pilots, and it's not just because I is one, but, you know, it's the fact that these guys, if they were involved, they didn't pull this off on their own.
No way.
This was not a, let's go out on our flight tonight, but instead of going to Beijing, we'll go this way.
Right.
I mean, it didn't happen like that.
Would any widely agreed upon outcome here surprise you at this point, whether it's the debris in the ocean that's been found or, you know, maybe we find out in 6 months that the plane was stolen? I mean, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised by anything.
Actually, neither would I. And when we started reporting on this 2 weeks ago, I had some kind of wild theories in the back of my head, but I didn't really mention them. But as time went on, when you start eliminating the easiest elements of this, sometimes the more outlandish ones start to happen, and they don't look so strange anymore.
It's Jet Wine, WHINE, jetwine.com, aviation buzz and opinion. And Rob Mark, great information, Rob. I hope we can talk to you again.
Well, I'd love to do that. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. Take care, man. You know, it's just bizarre. Ron had a great question, by the way. And maybe before, see if you can get Rob to hold on. You could ask him off the air, Kev. Why is a transponder even capable of being turned off? Why is there a switch that allows you to turn it off? It's a very good question.